and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 1, verses 5 through 14. Titus, my son, appoint elders in every town as I directed you. If any man is blameless, the husband of one wife, and his children are believers and not open to the charge of being profligate or insubordinate, for a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of goodness, master of himself, upright, holy, and self-controlled. He must hold firm to the sure word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to confute those who contradict it. For there are many insubordinate men, empty talkers and deceivers, especially the circumcision party. They must be silenced, since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for base gain what they have no right to teach. One of themselves, a prophet of their own, said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons." This testimony is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, instead of giving heed to Jewish myths or to commands of men who reject the truth. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33 through 42. The Lord said this parable: "There was a householder who planted a vineyard, and set a hedge around it, and dug a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to tenants, and went into another country. When the season of fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants, and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Afterward he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance.' And they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death, and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the Scriptures, 'The very stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it was marvelous in our eyes.'" On this day, the 10th of December, we commemorate the holy martyrs Minas, Hermogenes, and Eugraphus. St. Minas, according to the Synaxaristes, had Athens as his homeland. He was a military officer, an educated man, and skilled in speech, wherefore he was surnamed Kalakalados, most eloquent. Eugraphus was his scribe. Both had Christian parents. The emperor Maximinus, he was the successor of Alexander Severus and reigned from 235 to 238, sent St. Minas to Alexandria to employ his eloquence to end a certain strife among the citizens. St. Minas, having accomplished this, also employed his eloquence to strengthen the Christians in their faith, which, when Maximinus heard, he sent Hermogenes, who was an eparch born to unbelievers, to turn Minas away from Christ. But Hermogenes rather came to the faith of Christ because of the miracles wrought by St. Minas. St. Minas, Eugraphus, and Hermogenes received the crown of martyrdom in the year 235. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.